You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest with me in studio is Brian LeShane. And Brian LeShane is from New Era Tech. You can find him online at neweratech.com, and the contact number is 360-673-5300. Well, welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do. What got you started in what you're doing with New Era Tech today? And maybe just describe a little bit about the products and services that you provide.
Well, New Era Tech, we're a business telecommunications company. We provide business telephones and structured cabling for both voice and data networks. Not only cabling, but the outlets on your wall where you're going to plug in your phones and computers, the network switches and routers, and basically all the connectivity involved that's going to get your business telephones and computers up and running.
So what got you rolling in this business? Why is this your passion?
Well, I always had a deep desire for technology, and I loved electronics. When I was a little kid, I would tear apart radios or TVs and piece them back together. And since my heart was always there, I followed it, and I was lucky enough to get into the telecommunications industry when I was really young, and have been here ever since. And I really like how it's constantly evolving. There's always something new for me to tear apart and rebuild.
Right. Well, when I think about, you mentioned you got started in this when you were 21, so based on what you have noted here, that was 23 years ago. You've seen a lot of change in the phone business, haven't you?
Absolutely. There's been some major changes. In fact, one of the biggest changes is when traditional telephones started getting more computer-based. You know, the old-school phone systems aren't so mechanically clunky anymore. We've got this latest and greatest technology at our fingertips nowadays, and we can really take advantage of a lot of cool features that we had never dreamed of before 20 years ago.
So you mentioned about some of the changes, and we were talking about Windows 95 and how when that came into play really changed the phone systems. And why was Windows 95 so significant in that, in the changes of how we use phones?
Well, back in the day when with DOS, computer-based phone systems and voicemail systems were really difficult to manage and program and install and maintain. Once we were able to get a little GUI interface that allowed us to point and click and make changes, everything was just downhill from there, or uphill, sorry. Everything just excelled in this industry.
One of the things I wanted to talk about kind of dovetails into this whole computer thing was, I mentioned to you, it was actually back in the early 90s, I remember having a phone bill from AT&T and long distance provider. And I was going to say it's 32 cents a minute. It might have actually been a little bit less than that, but I know the number is darn close. And so you're talking about, one of the things that you mentioned is the importance of actually even still looking at your phone bill today. And a lot of businesses in particular out there, that's really not something you think about that much, because you're going, hey, my bill is X, and that's just what I'm expected to pay. And because of all this, you know, the astronomical long-distance charges that were there years ago and it's not there today, people stop looking. Why do they need to look at their phone bill today?
They really need to look at their phone bill just to make sure that they're not paying unnecessarily for long-distance or additional phone lines. Part of what we help out with is we give free consulting to help you look at your phone bill and see things. We don't provide phone numbers. There's already enough conglomerate companies out there doing that. We pick up where they leave off. So we'll connect that dial tone. But we look at your phone bill and see, okay, are you really using all these numbers? We'll get out there on site and start testing these lines and see what they're doing. And a lot of times we find if you haven't looked at your phone bill in at least 2 years, or within the last 2 years, then you're probably overpaying. You're probably paying for a line or two you don't need anymore. You might even still be paying for long distance that you don't need to be paying for anymore. You can upgrade your contract with your current provider or get a new provider and decrease the amount of your bill dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about some of the differences between VoIP or voice over IP versus some of the traditional voicemails, because a lot of people are familiar with those. Really, what is the difference and what are some of the advantages to going to VoIP, because you're seeing more and more that being the voicemail of choice for business?
Yes, both phone systems and voicemails can utilize voice over IP technology today. Traditional telephones would use more of an electronic connectivity with copper wiring connections for throughout your building that doesn't utilize network cabling.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas voice over IP, you can stick phones on your LAN or on the WAN, your local area network or your wide area network, and basically take this phone to any internet connection and have a seamless integration as if you're sitting in your office. But there's a lot of confusion with voice over IP. A lot of customers don't even realize why they want voice over IP. So you have to ask yourself, where am I going to get the most advantage out of it? Well, there's voice over IP phone numbers and there's voice over IP telephones. You can get a mix and match of both. You can have a traditional telephone system using voice over IP phone lines. You can also get a hybrid system that's going to utilize both VoIP telephones and VoIP phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
There's some advantages and disadvantages in both. Maybe we would love to actually share that in more depth, maybe in another show sometime.
Okay. Talk a little bit about, because based on the fact that you've been in this business for 23 years and, you know, looking at all the changes that have happened and now being a business owner yourself, if you could rewind the clock and go back to the beginning of when you kind of got started in this industry, is there any advice that you'd give yourself or say, hey, maybe there's a different path than what I took?
One of the main things I guess I would try to do is relinquish some of the things I'm not an expert in and not try to be a Mr. DIY and do it all myself. When you're a small business or you're starting out and an owner, he really wants to get his hands on everything. The smartest business owners know when to step back. Mm-hmm. No one to relinquish some control to someone who's more professional in those areas. Everybody's got their expertise. Focus on those, run with them, and do great.
You find out if you focus on what you're good at, you make a lot more money
that
way
too.
That's for
sure. Yep, you can spend that time on what you're good at.
Absolutely. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest has been Brian Lachaine, and he's from New Era Tech. You can find him online, neweratech.com. That's NEWERATEK.com. And contact number 360-673-5300. Thanks for being on the show with us, Brian.
Thank you, Kevin.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were, and that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it, and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art! My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump, and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, Dreamers Wanted. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.